Hey guys, I'm making this because I can't make my usual content right now given I still obviously sound like I got visited by Ursula the Sea Witch and she wanted my voice. She still wants it. She won't give it back. It's very mean of her. But I feel compelled to make something, so I'm going to do that. I've noticed just hanging out and watching you guys like the creeper I am, there is an interest in dating and relationships. And yes, it is the 4th of July, so you'll be hearing my neighbors being obnoxious in the background. How nice. With their firecrackers, even though it's kind of illegal, we're kind of in a dry season right now. They really shouldn't do that. Not cool, guys. You can burn down the neighborhood. They don't seem to give a fuck. Oh well. Anyways, dating advice. Yes. Anyway, on that note, I'm gonna bring up something that involves abuse. So if that is a sensitive subject for you, you may not want to listen to this. But if you can handle it or you don't care, then go right ahead. Because I'm basically just going to share my story with the relationship I had with my child's father. And why going into a relationship like that is a horrifically bad idea. And you should not do that. Please learn from my mistakes. Don't do it. Because at the time when I entered the relationship, I was naive. I was 21, barely even 22 when I entered the relationship. And at the time, all I wanted was a relationship. It didn't matter with whom. I just wanted to be with someone. And that is not a good mentality to have. You want to care about specifically who the person is you want to be with. That is super important. And that is what separates my current relationship with the one that I had with my child's father. For simplicity's sake, we're just going to call him Bob. Well, for simplicity, we'll just call him Bob. Bob and I, we knew each other fringely through friends. We kind of hung out in the same circles. We kind of knew the same people. But we never really had reason to hang out. I used to go to conventions quite a lot. And I used to get really big rooms and share with people and made the rooms cheaper for everybody. Most of the time I would share with my core friends. And then if there was room left over, let's say I had a couple friends who bailed or were not or couldn't make it to the convention, then I'd open up slots so friends could invite other friends. They just had to verify that, one, they could pay, and two, the friends were cool. Like, they didn't, you know, they weren't going to bring strange people into the room to sleep there, or they weren't going to bring drugs or anything. That everything was going to be chill, and that was pretty much it. I was pretty loosey-goosey about it. So, for one convention, I had some friends who bailed, so I filled in the slots, and my friend invited Bob to stay in the room with us. And he seemed pretty cool. At the time, he had just been through a rough breakup with this other girl, and he was pretty shook up about it. At the time, I was shook up over the fact that the apartment that I lived in got robbed and over $10,000 worth of my belongings were stolen with no way to bring them back, including several computers and hard drives and external hard drives that had pretty much the entirety of my portfolio and demo reels from college in it. That is stuff that I made before, like, cloud systems really became a thing, and you could really back stuff up online. So aside from whatever my school might have still had or might still have now, that was it for me, and it got stolen. That was more devastating to me than the fact that they stole my TV. I didn't care much about that. I replaced my TV. I replaced, you know, my game systems, you know, DVDs, whatever, collectibles, whatever. Even the computer itself, whatever. I replaced it. I got money from renter's insurance. But they stole my art. They stole my demo reel. They stole my portfolio. That's something that I could never get back, and it would take another 5, 6 years to recreate. I was devastated. So when I was at this convention, I was already in a period of just total devastation. I felt alone. I was having a hard time enjoying the convention because of just how hurt I was feeling. I mean, I tried, but I was in a period of hurt. I really was. I didn't know where I was going in life, how I was going to be able to get more jobs without having my portfolio or my reel to show. And I hung out with Bob, and he was just going on about his relationship, and I'm like, oh, that seems like nothing. It's like, I downplayed his issues because I was going through some rough shit myself. And in turn for him, he was downplaying, my shit because it, to him, is was way worse. We were kind of like bouncing off each other, just kind of weirdly bonding over dealing with rough shit. And that led to, after the convention, for some reason, I invited him to come over and hang out that night with me in my place. And we had sex. I don't remember why, but we did. And that became a regular thing. Even after I moved to the second place I had, which was on the opposite side of the city, and it was a place I had by myself. He just started regularly coming to see me and hanging out, and it'd been, a few months. And eventually, I had to be like, okay, Bob, what is this? Is this a relationship? Because we're hanging out, we're doing sexual stuff, we're going places, we're, spending time together. What is this? And eventually, several months into the relationship, he was like, yeah, fine, we're in a relationship. He'll tell a different story. He'll tell it like I was pushy and blah, 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 and wanted to make it a thing. I said, and that's not it at all. I wasn't pushy. I was more like, what is this? Because if it's not a thing, then I don't want to pursue something that I don't have time for. Because I really wanted to focus on myself and recover from the fact that I had to move due to the fact that my place was broken into previously, and, work on my art, maybe go back to school, things like that. Because remember, at the time, I wasn't even 22 yet. I had a lot of time left to do these things. And I did not have time for a flim-flammy relationship. Eventually, he was just like, okay, fine. This is a relationship. And it came to a head when he had issues at his place. And he lost his job, so he couldn't afford his apartment. And he had issues with the person living with him. So I was just like, okay, fine. You can come live with me. And this is not including, I'm not going to go into the legal issues because during our time as in a relationship, he did go through legal problems, but I'm not going to bring that up. I'm just going to talk about our relationship. So he ran into issues with the person he was living with because he lost his job, which meant he couldn't pay rent anymore or anything. And as such, I caved, I was naive, and I was just like, oh, okay. Well, my place is a big 1.5 bedroom, 1 bathroom deal. You can come live with me, until you get back on your feet. And so he did. And while he did get jobs, he never really got back on his feet because he never really contributed to the bills. I paid all the bills. And that's something that never quite registered to him, that I was doing all this stuff and paying all the bills. And I was naive enough to not mind because, oh, I had someone with me, now living with me, who I guess cared about me. I mean, he had sex with me and stuff. Then this must be a relationship. We must be on the road to getting married, clearly. Keep in mind, I still hardly knew anything about him other than the drama he told me. He hardly knew anything about me at all. As much as I tried to tell him and show him, he still hardly knew a damn thing. He had this weird image of me in his head, but he never really knew me. The version of me in his head was the version he saw on the fringe at conventions and stuff when I was all dressed up and doing panels and putting on performances with my friends, but he never saw me for who I am when I'm not in a costume, when I'm not with my friend group, when I'm just me. He never saw that, or he refused to see that. I was an object to him. That's what I've realized. I was just an object to him. And as you can see, a relationship, that's just not a good start for one. We fought. We fought a lot. Most of the fights weren't even fights, it was just him mentally and emotionally abusing me. We would be driving to go somewhere, and we would get into a little argument, and he would decide to scare me, to pull as if he was going to go into oncoming traffic. He did this many times, just to scare me, just to get me to shut up. He did that. He loved to turn my words around. I was never allowed to make a fair point. I was never allowed to have an argument. I was never allowed to point things out that were crystal clear to other people, like call out the fact that I was the one paying the bills and he was freeloading off of me, and I am just one person. Why am I responsible for all this? Not to mention the fact that he was, and always will be, 5 years older than me. He should have this down pat. Why is someone 5 years younger picking up all the slack? It's not fair. So there's a lot of imbalance in the relationship as well. A lot of imbalance. And then, lo and behold, a little over a year into the relationship, we somehow got engaged. I kind of wanted it to happen because I was naive enough again to feel like we were in a real healthy relationship. And I guess he felt compelled to do it from, I guess, friends or outside sources. He'll still blame me, but I know he had friends who were influencing him too. And yeah, I got engaged at Disney World in 2013. And then it was not long after the engagement that I became pregnant with my child, with our child. And this is where things got even worse. While I was pregnant, he got even more mentally and emotionally abusive towards me, even physically abusive to me. One of the big things is that we were together, but he would always watch porn. And I'm not just talking like hentai or doujinshi or anything, like actual hardcore live action porn all the time and just masturbate to that. He would do that so much. And he would make a point about doing that, like, I get this. I get this. This isn't you. You're nothing like this. You'll never be anything like this, kind of a deal. It's like, this is what I want. This, you know, beautiful, unrealistic porn star. This is what I want. You'll never be this. And I had that shoved down my throat throughout the entire relationship. And then this is the same man who wondered why I just threw myself into the porn life. I became a porn star in my own right, to the point where people will call me, Katie Minx, a porn star. He wondered why that happened. It's like, maybe it wouldn't have happened if you hadn't been shoving all that porn down my throat, saying that's what you wanted from the person you wanted to spend your life with. Huh. So yeah, he had some issues. Like, he wanted a porn star, but he didn't want that porn star to be me, apparently. And then when I was pregnant, I was very sick the first trimester, going to the second trimester of the pregnancy. And it made it hard for me to eat. It made it hard for me to do anything. I just felt so ill. And also, I was terrified of losing the baby. So, you know, we would get into arguments because he'd want to go out and I would not feel well. And it'd be a lot of back and forth, back and forth. One time we got into an argument about something. It was really rough, but it was over something stupid. And he threatened to kill the baby. I told him he would never. And he went right ahead and slammed his fist into my stomach area where my uterus was, where the baby was. And he said, yeah, he would. He would. He said he absolutely would kill the baby. Keep in mind, no, this is the same man who, after the kid was born, claimed that he loved the kid with every fiber of his being and was nothing but protective and blah, 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 blah. Same man. Yep. Another time when I was pregnant, we had an argument in the car and I was clearly distraught. We were going to go visit some friends. And when we got there, I was noticeably just shooken up and distraught. And he was telling me, like, don't say anything, just go say hi, be friendly. We went to our friend's place, but they could tell something was off. The male partner distracted Bob with, like, video games and comic book stuff and whatnot. The girl, she talked to me and she's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, she could see right through it. She's like, you're not okay. And she made me some tea and we just kind of sat together. And both the girl and her boyfriend knew that something was not right. And they never were fans of our relationship to begin with, because Bob and I had roomed with them at a convention. And trigger warning, this does involve sex that's not exactly consensual. So we roomed with them at a convention, and at night, apparently, when I was asleep, because I get really worn out at conventions, I usually just go to the room, take my costume off, and pass out. I had passed out, and Bob decided to use that as an opportunity to engage with my body, sexually. He had sex with me while I was unconscious and could not give consent. He seemed to believe that because we were in a relationship that he could do that, that it was consensual, even though I was passed out asleep. And I only knew that happened because the next morning the girl said, you know, hey, you guys were kind of rowdy last night. And I'm like, what do you, and I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, he was on top of you doing all that, I was making noise. And I'm like, I had no idea, I was asleep. And when she realized that, she had this horrified look on her face. Because then she realized what had happened. Ever since then, her and her guy just did not treat him the same way ever again when they realized he was willing and able to do something like that. So, yeah. Anyway, back to when I was pregnant. He just always had me stressed out while I was pregnant. I had to deal with everything alone, and you would think he didn't even want the baby because of all the crap I had to deal with alone and all the emotional and mental abuse while I was pregnant. And then the baby was born, and suddenly he acted like he wanted the baby the whole time. And I knew better, I knew he didn't, but it was like a flip it switched. And yeah, a switch had flipped. And all of a sudden, this baby meant everything to him. And he'd be the perfect father. And sure enough, he would go against all of my decisions with this baby, even though it was my body, it was my breasts that fed the baby, it was my body that brought this baby into this world. He still felt like he knew what was best. When my milk just wouldn't come in all the way, and I tried really hard. I even went and spent money to rent one of the most expensive breast pumps that I could get. And still, I couldn't get enough milk out even for one meal for my baby. So I had to go to formula. He treated me like shit over that. When even the doctor and the therapist, the milk therapist, were like, you know, sometimes this happens, especially with a first baby. You just, your milk doesn't come in all the way, and it happens. And his argument was, well, your tits got so big, there should be full of milk. And it's like, and they're like, well, sometimes the breasts do grow, but it doesn't mean the milk comes with them. So I got, you know, abuse over the fact that I had to go to formula feeding for my child. It's just so they could eat and be healthy. And of course, I felt like a failure because everyone insists that breast is best, and I couldn't feed my child from my breast anymore. And then we had moved to a place together, and he worked and came home, but all he wanted to do was play video games and magic cards and stuff like that. And I took care of the baby. Like, sure, he took care of the baby maybe in the morning on his way to work, but the rest of the day, it was all me. The whole day, it was all me. And I was the one getting up at night with the baby. I was the one doing everything. I was exhausted. I needed breaks. I really did. One time I got a break, and he decided he would watch the baby. And I went for on a break where I could have some me time. I found out he invited a woman over with our child there to try to engage with. Yeah. Yeah, like that. To pursue in that manner. Certainly nice of him, right? Yeah. So, and this all culminates to us both taking a break together as adults to go to a convention where we had the baby being watched by a family. And we did usual con party behavior. We had an arrangement where we could fool around with different people. We just had to have permission, which we did. And he got really uptight over the fact that I was enjoying another person more than him, because that person was being much nicer to me than he was. And so afterwards, he was picking a huge fight with me over it and just saying horrible things to me. And we were coming back to the apartment and we were just in such a heated fight. And I, you know, I'm not some innocent person. I got some personal jabs in too because I got so tired of it. I just snapped at him. And he turned around and he punched me and he punched me and he punched me right outside the door to our apartment. And then just slammed my head against the door. And I screamed. Then I got let in, and I scrambled inside. My family told him to get out, and we called the police and filed a report for that one. So yeah, and then a few months passed, there were still some issues, but then his legal stuff caught up with him. And then he was arrested, sentenced, and put away for months. And during those months, I was essentially free to meet other people, which was kind of wrong. We were still technically together. But at that point, I was starting to feel done with him. I was. I couldn't believe it at the time. And I wouldn't voice at the time, but I was feeling done with him and done with everything. So I saw other people while he was put away, and I don't regret it. As one of those people is the person I'm with now. So. And then when he got out, he tried again, but he resumed his abusive tendencies, including wanting to go through my personal belongings, like my computer and my phone and stuff. And that is never okay. Invasion of privacy is never okay. It means they don't trust you, and it means you shouldn't trust them. Because if they think you're hiding something, who knows what they're hiding? So, it's bullshit. Never let anyone treat you that way. Anyway, after that, we had completely broken up and separated. I went with my child to go live with a friend. Well, I figured out what to do. But if anyone insists on invading your privacy under the guise of they love you, if they insist on going through your computer, going through your hard drive, going through your files, going through your social media, going through your phone, no. That is not love. That is invasion of privacy. That means they don't trust you, which means they don't love you. Never, ever let anyone treat you that way. Never, ever let anyone treat you the way I let Bob treat me. Because the way Bob treated me left scars that have lasted a lifetime. All of my devices are locked to hell and back, where only I can access them. Even though I currently trust the people around me, I know they're not going to go digging through my files. I know they're not going to ask to dig through my files. Like, I trust my current partner fully. I know he wouldn't do a thing like that. But it's a scar. It's a scar from that relationship that will take years to go away. And it's something that still haunts me at night when I go to sleep. That abuse. Being told I'm not good enough. Being told all these awful things and how I was treated. And all because I jumped into a relationship with someone I hardly knew just because I wanted a relationship rather than having a relationship already based on knowing someone for a long period of time, already based on friendship, like the relationship I have now, which so far seems so much healthier. So yeah, I didn't give all the details. Bob was physically abusive in other ways, but I didn't want to think about that. It's a little bit too traumatic for me. But I hope this gives you some perspective on what could happen if you just decide to enter a relationship for the sake of entering a relationship and not necessarily caring who it is or really knowing anything about the person. Because it could result in you having a kid with them. It could result in you building a life with someone who turns out to want nothing to do with you and torments you and just leads to truly awful situations. So yeah, that's it for this one. I hope you've been able to get some perspective out of it. Sorry for the crappy audio. I'm trying my best here. I'm using the old microphone and everything. So let me know if you like any more parts to this, if you want to know how I got to be with my current partner, and advice that I could give for how you can get into a similar kind of relationship, or if you'd like me to continue making audios like this, just let me know. These will be Patreon exclusive, so just let me know in the comments, okay? All right. Thank you, and I hope those of you in America had a happy holiday, and those of you in Canada, a happy Canada Day, and everybody else, you just had a happy, chill day.